Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine. The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't care.
Low Budget Live, not so live. And I'm here. And I'm here. And let's hear this part right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to keep there.
Biloxi Blues. Song I wrote that you hear on here a lot and that you've heard a lot. It's one of my favorite songs ever that I've ever written, and wrote that about my dad, loosely based. Of course, my dad wasn't a riverboat gambler, has never been one of those in his life, but did work in Mississippi and still does, works out of Mississippi for his great company and that he works for, Waste Connections. And yeah, I wrote that loosely based on old Pops, on old Marty D. But this is an interesting one for me, boys and girls, children of all ages. Before I get into this, I want to say that Low Budget Live is brought to you by Startron for all your ethanol kicking in the teeth needs right there. Get you some Startron. These are great, great people. Starbright Startron down in Florida. Bringing you Low Budget Live, not so live. And you know, if any of you keep up with me at all, and if you're listening to this, you probably do somewhat, Instagram, Facebook, and over the years, you know, and I've mentioned on this podcast that my family's been going through some things, you know, kind of led me to a lot of the decisions I've made, compiled with some other things. And my mother, Teresa, she was fighting a hell of a fight with cancer. And we lost her last week to cancer. And she'd been fighting off and on for the last 3 years or so. And those of you probably out there remember the Beard War. Gerald Swindle and I, we raised $25,000 for breast cancer awareness in honor of my mother a few years ago when she was very first diagnosed, and she was stage 4 breast cancer, and we fought that. And unfortunately, this year, it came back with a vengeance in other places, and she unfortunately lost that battle last Sunday night and a week ago now, 10 days. So the last 7 to 10 days have been crazy. So obviously, no podcast last week, and you know, and I debated on whether or not to do one, but I need this. I need this as much as anything. And so I like to run my mouth. I love that people enjoy this podcast, the little podcast that could, if you will. I do here in the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill, the office here. And I appreciate everyone immensely for, you know, I made a post on Instagram about Mom. And I'm always weird about that, right? Like, I don't know, I won't say I've judged people, but I've people make those posts, and sometimes I'm just like, hey, you know, that I am a private person. You know, I could have got on here every week and said, hey, this is what's going on with my family. Please pray for us. And I'm just not that way. My dad's not that way. My brother's not that way. And so I just, you know, I kept it private, but She was an awesome, awesome, awesome woman, and she was so loved in our community. And last week, through all the services and things, it was beautiful. Our little community of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, showed out in full force, man. Like, over 2-hour wait at visitation just to come hug our necks, and and tell us how much she meant to the community. She served this community for over right at 30 years in the Register of Deeds office, which is a public office. She actually held that position for 23 years, but worked in the office for 30. And it was truly amazing to see. It was amazing to see. So I want to start the podcast this week with that. Just a little tribute to her. And I got to say that, you know, we all talk a lot, especially men. You talk a lot about being tough or being strong, but man, I ain't got anything on that woman and never will, man. She went through pure hell and never quit and never complained. And she never let us know, being the kids or grandkids, that it was actually as bad as it was. Honestly, I mean, we could see that she was physically, she was not as strong from week to week to week, and we could see things were going on. But until the bitter end, we never knew. Until right at the end, you know, talking to doctors and things, and because she kept us shielded from that. And that's just kind of the person that Teresa Duncan was. And so I wanted to say thank you to everybody, especially during that beard war. She got so much joy out of that a few years ago. And big thanks to my brother, Gerald Swindle, who I've talked to several times through all this, and as well as countless other people that have reached out from this fishing world and my world and TH Marine world and old friends and people that, you know, haven't seen in a long time or talked to, that all reached out with an outpouring of love and support for our family. And we needed it. We needed it, and we still need it. And I just wanted to say, it'll be hard going forward without her, and she left us a gigantic hole. But she taught us a lot, too, and she taught us that you fight. And one thing about my mother, and if you follow along with this, you get this with me, is she was that. In all aspects of life, she was a fighter, and she stood up for what was right to her. She stood up for her beliefs. She stood up for her family and what she cared about. And she always kind of, instilled that in me and in my brother. And that's why you get me rambling and running my mouth on this podcast like I do, about the things that I'm passionate about and calling things like I see them, which are my opinions. And, I wanted to get on here. There's lots of things to cover that we're going to get into about this fishing world and some things that have happened in the last week that really suck. Outside of this, for me personally, and I'm going to talk about it. I debated on whether to even do one about it, but I'm going to talk about it. But let it be known that Teresa Duncan was she was a badass, man. She was a badass, and we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her every day. And my little man Ryder, he said, "Dad, we got to do our best." I called her TT. So we got to do our best to honor TT every single day of our lives. Every single day of our lives. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. And today is Halloween. It's Halloween. It's October 31st. And my mother, she loved all holidays. Decorated the house for Christmas like crazy. Thanksgiving was always big. But Halloween was really funny. My mother's a meek and mild woman. Little small thing. And she loved Halloween, man. She loved it. She loved dressing up. And her and the girls that she worked with there in her office, Halloween was, for the courthouse where they worked, was always a very, very, very big deal. Very big deal. And at times, when you're a kid, I'm like, geez, Mom, give it a rest. I wish you wouldn't dress up. And she loved the fact that she embarrassed us on Halloween. So today, I thought it was fitting. Been, thinking about when I was going to do a podcast, and I'm getting back out there. I've been kind of quiet on social media, but I've got it for my own sanity, man. I got to get back doing what Luke does, whatever that is. So we're going to be making some videos, and we're going to be doing podcasts. I'm going to be Instagram, because that's what my mother would have wanted. But today, Halloween, man, she loved Halloween. And my dad and I, the girls in her office today, my mother loved butterflies as well as Halloween, which is kind of funny. But my mother loved butterflies. They had a butterfly, actual butterfly house at their house that where they raised butterflies. She loved them. That's something she got into in the last couple of years. But every employee for the county in which I live down at the courthouse today for Halloween, they all dressed up like butterflies. And Dad and I went down there this morning early and visited with them. And it was, I'll post a picture right here of them. But just incredible, man. Just incredible. The love that people have for this woman. And so today was Happy Halloween. Always. It was a Happy Halloween. She laughed, cut up. It was always a party in her office. And this year's no different. So they weren't going to dress up, but they decided to. And we're dang sure glad they did. So we're going to miss Mom. But I wanted to air that out, man. I wanted to speak about her at the first of this before I get into any other nonsense and things that you come here for. Because she deserved that. She deserves more than that. But that's where we've been. That's where we're at. And that's where we're going to be. We're going to miss her. We're going to miss her. So we definitely loved her. There's no doubt about that. But thank you for the outpouring on social media I've received and text messages and phone calls. And it hasn't gone unnoticed. I've just tried not to spend too much time on there in the last little bit. And I've been with family, getting back in the swing of things this week. I went down to TH Marine yesterday and worked a little bit, been working from home some. And so we're getting back in the swing of things. It's hard. It's hard. But we are. We are. So lots of craziness. Lots of craziness. Lots of craziness. And craziness is brought to you by StarTron. Right here. Low Budget Live brought to you by StarTron. We'll say that again. The lone sponsor of Low Budget Live right there. That's the lone wolf. As you all know, I work for TH Marine. I've made videos about it. My decision for next year based on that promotion opportunity I got there, along with everything going on in this crazy industry. And that is, you know, while I was fishing the tour, TH Marine's been my livelihood. And always has. 15 years I've been there. I made money through fishing. I still make money through fishing. I'm very blessed. I do this podcast. You know, I don't tell you these opinions because I believe they're right. I tell you because they're mine. And I tell you because it makes me feel better, right? So you can love it or hate it, but that's what this is about. And it's about fun, and we're going to get back to doing the low budget lives and the fun, but there are serious things going on in this bass fishing industry. And there are people that think if you disagree, you're a hater, or you are to be reprimanded if you do not agree with their takes on things. And if you have an opinion, and I firmly believe this, and I have been made an example of that this week and last week. So I say all that about TH Marine. TH Marine has nothing to do with this podcast. Said it on the last one about the Major League Fishing FLW bull crap. Said it on that one. I said they have nothing to do with this. No opinions. This is not TH Marine opinion. This is Luke Duncan's opinions. And this is a podcast he does in his garage, at his house, in his shop, at the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill. It's also a podcast that got 4,000 views on YouTube. That MLF podcast, the last one I did. Had about 1,000 downloads, streams, or more on iTunes, things, whatnot. Tons of comments. And comments that were mostly negative about the deal. Mostly negative. James and I had a good time on the podcast. Some of the only negative comments I got were that James's audio sucked. Mr. Watson's audio was rough around the edges. And this is a low-budget podcast, and I apologize for that. I'm going to try to work out phone calls a little bit better. That being said, two Sunday nights ago, I'm in the hospital with my mother a few hours before she passed away. And these people do not know this is going on, so that has nothing to do with this. But that's where I was at. That's where I was at in life. That's where I was at. Sitting in the hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, Centennial Hospital, Sarah Cannon Cancer Center with my mother. Get an email from the president of Major League Fishing, Mr. Jim Wilburn. I'll call him by name, Mr. Jim Wilburn. Old Jim. Good old Jim. Jim sent me an email stating he would like to discuss some things that were said on my Low Budget Live podcast to my TH Marine email address. I replied back the situation that I was in and that I would gladly have him on this podcast to talk about anything I said, but that I wouldn't give him a call because it had nothing to do with TH Marine, and it doesn't. It doesn't. Told him where I was at, that I was watching my mother fight cancer. He replied to said email that he did not want to be on Low Budget Live, that he would appreciate a phone call, and that he was sorry to hear about my grandmother. So he really read my email response. He really read it, old Jimbo. And I got back to work yesterday. I've been out for about 10 days and dealing with things and family, like I said. And I find out that since I've been out, that Mr. Major League Fishing has called both of my bosses about my podcast. Has nothing to do with this podcast, nothing to do with it. And there, you know, one of his claims is that I took things from a FLW TH Marine sponsor call to use on my podcast. It's not true. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. And that's what one thing he tried to get me in trouble for. And, you know, hell, the owner of TH Marine, Mr. Jeff Huntley, he doesn't even listen to my podcast. Guarantee he doesn't. Guarantee he doesn't. He's a busy, busy man. Greg Bowie, my other boss, busy, busy man. Busy man. Don't listen to the podcast. But they love Luke Duncan. We're a family there. And they love Luke Duncan. And they've got my back. And they love Luke Duncan. But this podcast is me. It's me. And I did offer for Mr. Wilburn to come on it. And I know that Ike Live and some other people. See, that's the thing. The industry talks. Other industry sponsors, like the information that I spout on this podcast, I talk to so many people that I'm close with, and you all know that follow this podcast closely, and you know that I have bragged on things that the Bass Pro Tour and Major League Fishing have done. You know that I've also torn them down. You know that I've talked about bass. You know that I've talked about FLW when I was an FLW guy. You know all of it in one podcast because I talked about sponsors and the way it is absolutely going. They got a problem with it. But here's the thing. If my 4,000-view podcast is enough to get under their skin that they got to try to mess with my livelihood and call my bosses, they got bigger problems than everybody's seeing. And I'll say that right here, right now, on this 4,000-view podcast. It's ridiculous. You could talk to somebody like a man. You could come on the podcast that you're questioning, or you can go around and try to hurt my pocketbook and my family of five's pocketbook by wallet, pocketbook, whatever you want to say. Pocketbook's old school. By going to my boss. Coward stuff, man. It's coward stuff. Period. Coward. Period. Because I disagree with a few things. What they did, you know, the Costa schedules release, and I was going to brag on how amazing it was, even though they're souped up BFLs because they added some more divisions, and there's one division that's all Alabama. It'll be the Alabama Bass Trail. It'll be the BFL Bama division, and I even thought about fishing it. Well, now, I ain't getting a dime of my money. I ain't paying them. Damn sure ain't giving them $40,000 so they can tell me where to put logos on a jersey if I make the cut, which is what they're doing. Which is what they're doing. Sent out to all anglers. You're going to pay 40 grand, and then if you make the cut, they get sponsor logo space on your jersey that you go sell to sponsor. Get out of here. It's just like FLW 2.0, just like I said, just like you don't want to hear. It's the same damn thing. Same damn thing. But none of it for me, none of this has been personal. It's not. It's not. People enjoy my opinions. Some people don't. I talk on here because, like I said, I freaking enjoy it. You, sir, made it personal at a really bad time in life. And I know they all got more power. It's fine. Money for days, partners. And I understand I'm in this industry and you can cripple anything I want. That's fine. Do it. I'm a boat part salesman from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee that does a damn good job for a company selling boat parts. And now I'm the national sales and marketing manager and deal with sponsorships and deal with other things too, which I've always dealt with at TH Marine. And I've done a damn good job of it. A damn good job. So this podcast doesn't need to be brought up at TH Marine. It doesn't. Because you didn't get the answer that you wanted. But I'll issue an open invitation to anybody from Major League Fishing, FLW, whatever. Y'all heard James Watson on the damn thing, pro MLF, all the way. Anybody can call into this damn thing and tell what they want to tell. And I think you've proven over time, I can agree with anybody. I can let anybody tell their point of view. This ain't Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It's not one-sided. I don't hate Major League Fishing. I don't love Bassmaster more. I didn't love FLW more. I'm just pointing out the things as I freaking see them. And if you can't hear it, get some thicker skin, man. Read the internet comments. Read the real feedback to what's going on. Read it. And don't dismiss them as haters. Read it. Or are you reading it because you announce what the format's going to be for the tour, but then it automatically goes back to 4-day five fish limits? But the every fish counts is the only thing that's ever going to happen in the world ever again. Which is it? It's wishy-washy is what it is. Just like the Bass Pro Tour was last year. Nothing is as what was promised. Period. Will it get better? Yep. Is the schedule next year going to be really good? Yep. Going to some big bass lakes. There you go. Get rid of that stigma that you're catching little ones that everybody says that I've defended you on multiple times and said it's hard as hell to catch 87 bass in a day, and I applaud that, and that you can't judge them for going to a lake like Tavara because they don't have a bunch of biggins in there. When you went to North Carolina, you caught the hell out of biggins, and I watched it. I watched it. You know, there are things. I've said the coverage is great. I've said all these things, but to call my bosses. No. No. That's a joke. It's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. You won't be, but you should be. You should be embarrassed. So, there we go. There that is. That's been my last 10 days. That's been my last 10 days. It's been a hell of a ride. Been a hell of a ride. What people like those people don't realize is the anglers talk. Anglers are scared. They can't say anything. Guys want to be a pro fisherman so damn bad they can't speak up against. Well, guess what? I'll speak up for them. I'll speak up for them on the dumb changes that are going on and the things we work so hard for at FLW that are erased overnight. I'll speak up for that from my garage podcast. And I'll do it every week for the rest of the freaking weeks. I don't want to. I'd rather laugh and cut up and be the Luke that everybody wants. This, I have no choice in this matter now. It's ridiculous. So many close friends over there. So many of my closest friends. So many of my closest friends are sponsors. We all talk. It's an industry. We all love each other. We work together. So the information that I spout out of my mouth on this podcast are my opinions or the opinions of others and what they think about this situation. Call their bosses too, but you don't know them because they don't have a podcast and didn't speak up. Get over yourself. Get over yourself. Get over it. If it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, don't worry about damn low-budget live. Don't. You might should be, but don't worry about it. Lord have mercy. That was like an exorcism. on Halloween. There's two things that I've always, you know, I can't stand a thief in life, and I can't stand somebody that would potentially mess with my family. And when you try in some way to get me my wrist slapped or whatever, and I may get it slapped for this, who knows? But when you go at my wallet and how I take care of my kids, put my daughter through college, pay for my children, when you go after that, we're not cool, and we never will be. And that can be said right there. We can have adult conversations. We can have disagreements. I can have my opinion. You, sir, can have your salesman opinion on how great it is, everything you're slinging out. But when you go after me in that regard, I'm not affecting your livelihood by telling you my opinion. You're clearly very wealthy, own FLW, part owner in MLF, doing your thing. I'm a 36-year-old with a damn family trying to make it. Don't call. Don't call my bosses. And damn sure don't call me, and damn sure don't ever email me again. And read email replies when you get them. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that. Some other news. Fishing news. That was kind of cool, and I've heard rumblings of it, and we'll see. This is one of those things we'll see. I have my opinions on it. The National Professional Fishing League. First of all, not crazy about the name, but it's cool, and then it's a mouthful at the same time. But the National Professional Fishing League. Going back to their press release came out, WiredToFish.com had it. Saw that this week, and Mr. Paul Benson from Cash and Rods is involved. I think some folks from Omega Tackle, and then Big Al that runs the Big Bass Bash. If you live around Lake of the Ozarks, you're familiar with those terms. Very successful organization. They come down to Pickwick now. I think they've got them all over the place, but Big Al, those guys are the primaries in that thing. And you know, and they're supposedly going to launch in 2021. Does the industry have room for another one? No. You know, as far as industry sponsor goes, will the industry be looking for something else? Sounds like it. Sounds like industry sponsors are, you know, because they don't want to be bent over a barrel. But I don't know. I don't know if it can support it. I know the anglers will. I know if you put up enough money and it can fly, I think that absolutely guys will show up and fish. They will. People are hungry to fish, and I think you'll see that with, you know, these additional what were the Costas, whatever they're going to be now. I think you'll see that. Those things will have a lot of boats in them, and, you know, I do know that a lot of people at this Costa Championship is going on right now this week. The West Coast didn't really show up because there's no Forestwood Cup now, which was a carrot you dangle while those guys are fishing, but that's neither here nor there. We know those decisions aren't very smart. So people are hungry, man. They want to fish. And the kind of the slogan, the deal behind this NPFL, when you say it like that, it sounds really classy. But the National Professional Fishing League, the deal from what I read is it's just a thing where they're going to kind of get back to the basics. It's no BS. I don't think, you know, I think they're going to live stream, but I think it's just going to be, you know, one lake, no confusion. But you got to pay an entry fee, which that's the basis that we've worked off of. That's the basis that I've applauded the Bass Pro Tour on, Jim. I've applauded the Bass Pro Tour on not having to pay entry fees. It's a cool deal if they can sustain it. It'll be interesting. You know, I think the announcing it right now, you know, we'll see. Time will tell. I saw a couple comments that kind of cracked me up that were like, yeah, so do I. Yeah, I've got a new trail too. We'll see. Will there be more? Will there be more to come out of this? Will you have some opportunists come out? Will you have some sponsors, some companies? There are rumblings. You know, will somebody start their own? I don't know. You know, some guys don't want all the glitz and glamour and drama and things. And You know, there are going to be a lot of guys that aren't going to play second fiddle to the Bass Pro Tour that have been tour pros forever. I've talked about that. And those guys are going to go to the Opens. And you're going to see a bunch of guys fishing the Bassmaster Opens, I think. But what do I know? I just do a podcast in my garage. What in the heck is that? It's Halloween. Something's beating and banging in here. This is the haunted low budget live. That was kind of freaky. So I don't know if you heard that, but I was like, it's probably a hit man coming to get me. We'll see. Time will tell. There's going to be a lot of moving and shaking next year. There are things coming, in my opinion, that the fishing world is going to be like, what? That I hear rumblings of and can't talk about, but there are lots of things coming. And there's going to be a lot of new faces and a lot of different looks in places, I believe, next year. I believe. And we'll get into all that as it happens, and we will have those folks on, I have no doubt. No doubt. But everything ain't all roses. It's just not, you know. You can't believe everything you read and what you're told. Everything ain't roses. It's not at Bassmaster. It's not at MLF. It's not at FLW. It's a hard way to make a living, man. But we all have chosen it. So it's hard to be a baby about it. You know, that's what I say. It's what we chose. That's what I've told several of my FLW babies. They're like, what in the hell do I need to do? I'm like, don't fish. You're a customer. You're paying them to go to work. Don't fish. If you don't like what they're doing, don't fish. If you want to show them you don't care what they're doing, just show up and pay them your 40 grand. That's the bitter truth of it. Something very, very interesting that I was told last night, and I think it might have been on anglerschannel.com too. I don't do any research on things like this, but I heard that Low Budget Live recurring guest, super guest, John Cox, one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done, that ever was with John after he won Chickamauga for like the 8th time this year. Love John. But John may try to fish the Elite Series and the FLW Tour. Whew. It's a lot of money and entry fees, and that's a lot of traveling. But if anybody can do it and profit from it, it'd be old John Boy. I'll promise you. It'll be old John Boy. So we will we'll see how that goes, man. That's certainly intriguing. John is an awesome dude and one of the best anglers on freaking planet Earth. And we all know that for sure. For sure. I want to once again say thank you very much. Thank you to everyone that listens to this, that has reached out in a positive way about my mother. That's praying for our families, thinking about our family. We definitely feel it. We appreciate it. The love has been amazing. And thanks for listening. You know, this is your voice, okay? This is my voice, but your voice. If you have anything that you want discussed on the show or to break down or whatever, regarding this whole crazy thing, lowbudgetlive, @gmail.com. Send me your questions. And I know I got some while I was out last week. I apologize, and I'm going to get back to you. I had some questions, and I will address those next week on the podcast. Okay, I got a couple, you know, things, just fishing questions, which is awesome. We want to get back to the root of this and out of the business BS of this. But I've got some, but lowbudgetlive, @gmail.com. Please send in your questions, topics, whatever. Or guests. Hey, guests, send me, you know, hey, I want you to get so-and-so on. I want you to call Michael Jordan. It's probably not going to happen. You know, Low Budget Live, I do everything myself here. I'm the booker, the talent booker, and the producer, and the host, and the cameraman. So, send it up there. Send it up. Send it to lowbudgetlive, @gmail.com. And a lot of you have been doing that, and the feedback's been awesome. And I really, 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 really appreciate it. I really do. It's awesome. It's such an outlet for me. It's so much fun. And it's a little podcast that could. It's the podcast in the garage that some folks can't deal with. Sorry, not sorry. I want to end today, and I'm going to see if I can get through this. I had all this anger and just general pissed offness that I've had the last couple days dealing with all this crap. My mother, as I said, she loved butterflies, and I wanted to end this with a quote, and I actually read this at her funeral, but I wanted to end this. This was when I was a kid. My mom always read us Winnie the Pooh books, like a lot of kids, and this is a quote from one of those books, and like I said, love butterflies, but before I read this, I want to say, love your mama, hug your mama. If you still got your mama, a lot of you out there have lost your mothers, and you know what we're going through. But always love them, and always let them know how special they are every dang day. How does one become a butterfly? Pooh asked pensively. You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar, Piglet replied. You mean to die? Asked Pooh. Yes and no, he answered. What looks like you will die, but what's really you will live on. Thank y'all so much for listening. I really appreciate it.
Jackson Town to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name.